What in the devil's name is this? Important. Equally important, selfishness.
Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double.
Let's try to win, but not win by too much.
For Lincoln Al, Mike Swayze sitting here in B.J. McGillis Gymnasium on the campus of Mount Edgecombe High in Sitka, Alaska. It is the regional tournament for Division 1A basketball. Boys and girls here all week long. There's going to be all sorts of basketball action. And this morning, we're going to start off hot. Skagway Panthers going to be taking on the Gus Davis Foxes in an early morning tilt. Gus Davis gets the 9 seed in the tournament this year because they didn't get a full scheduling. But Skagway gets that 8 seed, and so it's kind of the play-in game, if you will. The winner of this game is going to play again tonight. They're going to play Klawock in the same gym right here tonight at 8:30 p.m. So Skagway might play again tonight. Or it's possible that Skagway's going to play tomorrow morning if they get a loss here at Gus Davis. And that is going to be against the loser of the Heidelberg-Hoona game, which is going to happen later this afternoon. So, Gus Davis team, as I said, not a huge team. They got 6 players that they brought to the tournament. Had a couple of, one senior that couldn't make it because he's going for scholarship applications, so he's not going to make it. But, the rest of the team is here. Starting today, we've got Clayton Hammonds, Noah Ewing, Jonah Patrick, Jordan Wagner, and Cody Christofferson. And for Skagway, you know the boys from Skagway, don't you? Yes, you do. And we're about set for tip-off. And Alex Ackerman tips up, jumps the center, but is unable to get the ball, and we are underway. Possession goes over to the Foxes, and the Foxes are working the ball around the perimeter. They're working. Christofferson dribbles into the lane. Tries to get up a shot, no good. And then comes down to Wagner. Wagner's shot, no good. Rebound fought for. And off the hands of Micah Cook, out of bounds, the ball is going to stay in the Foxes' control. To inbound the ball, it is Patrick. Patrick gets the ball into Christofferson. Christofferson works the ball over to Patrick. Patrick's shot is up and good from three-point range. And that is the first score on the board. 7:28. Not a lot of people showing up in the gym yet. It's a little early in the morning for a lot of folks, but just in time to the people that did show up are just in time to see Skagway's first turnover. Colton Belisle with a double dribble up at the top of the key. Maybe a little early morning jitters, maybe a little bit of early tournament jitters. Force that turnover, we're not sure yet. But Foxes have the ball, they're working the ball around the perimeter. They got some shooters out there. They're missing their big man. Their big man, Tuau, takes up a lot of space on the interior, but he is unable to make the trip this week. So Skagway, maybe a little bit easier time of it rebounding, and that's a shot taken by the Foxes. Rebound comes down to Micah Cook. And Danny Brady has the ball now for Skagway at the top of the key. Looks like maybe Skagway's made a little bit of a change in the point guard department. And a quick interior pass by Ackerman is picked off, but Ackerman's there to fight for the catch, unable to corral it. Jordan Wagner takes the ball length of the court, lays it in for 2. It is 5-0 early on. Gus Davis up over Skagway. Skagway injury report. Wyatt Belisle in a little bit of pain today. He hyperextended a knee in practice the other day and has been a little bit immobile, but we'll see. He's out there putting the game on, so we'll see. Ackerman now with a drive into the middle, turns the ball over. Foxes recover. It is Patrick, length of the court, lays it up and in for 2 more for Gus Davis. 6:06 to play, 7-0 the score. the Foxes up over the Panthers. And Panthers usually, in the wild anyway, would eat Foxes. But we'll see what happens here on the court today. Belial now working the ball over to the right side. Gets a pick from Brady. Doesn't use it. Picks up his dribble. Tries to pass. Knocked back into his face. And Ackerman now has the ball up at the top of the key. Ackerman looking to do a little fiddle and a little diddle, and he picks up his dribble. And he's going to be called for a travel by the official. A two-man officiating crew going to be the norm here through the first several rounds of the tournament. Championship game is going to see a three-official crew. But it kind of looked to me like Ackerman kept his pivot foot, but he was called for the travel anyway. And Patrick, tees up a three-point shot, no good, and rebound comes down to Colton Belial. And Colton brings the ball up over half court. He works it over to the left, gets it into the hands of Ackerman. Ackerman looking to get something done. His pass picked off quickly by Ewing, and Ewing into the forecourt now. Gets the ball over to the hands of Kristofferson. Kristofferson quickly into the lane, an 8-foot jump shot, uncontested and good. Boy, Gus Davis is getting open looks already this morning. Skagway's got to work harder defensively to shut down these open looks. Colt Belial now has the ball up at the top of the key, works right. Quick pass over to Danny Brady. Danny Brady shot up and no rim, and then he went up to try and get the rebound, and it's called for the travel. Interesting call. I don't know that that's the right call, but that's what the official said. I don't usually agree with officials if they're calling it against Skagway, I guess. But it was a pick and roll. That was a pick and roll right there, Belial to Brady. So I thought that was really nicely executed, so hopefully they'll get some more open looks like that. Foxes have the ball, and Danny Brady tries to take a charge. He's going to be called, however, for the block. So that's the first team foul on Skagway and the first on Danny Brady. Again, Skagway travels with just five players. That's all they have at home, too, so they can't afford to get in a whole lot of foul trouble. Quick inbounds play from Gustavus. Ball gets in quickly down low to Wagner, but his shot was no good, and Skagway comes down with a rebound. So Wagner just kind of camped out right underneath the rim and got that quick, easy inbounds pass, but was then swarmed by the long arms of Skagway. Skagway turns the ball over again, and it is Wagner who has it. He almost travels with it and instead throws the ball up into the middle of the key, a fight for the ball. Alex Ackerman involved in that scrum along with Noah Ewing, and it's going to be a jump ball situation. Ball now goes into the hands of Skagway, and Colton Belial back at the point, working the ball over half court. So maybe it's just the occasional set where you'll see Danny Brady running point for Skagway. And, talking with Coach Kent Fielding from Skagway, he mentioned that was something that they'd been working on a little bit in practice. He's also worked on getting Wyatt Belial down low, kind of trying to save him a little bit because he's not as mobile, so putting Ackerman out on the wing. So Skagway's changed things up just a little bit offensively because of the injury to Belial. And Colton Belial now has the ball for Skagway. Tries to get it over to Danny Brady, but throws it into the arms of Kristofferson, who turns the ball over, but Novich picked back up by Wagner. Wagner's layup opportunity, no good. Rebound comes back down to Skagway. 9-0 to score, 3:45 to go here in the first quarter of action. Skagway versus Gustavus. Pass over to the right wing to Danny Brady, right through his hands, no good. Skagway is wearing their home whites today. Home white uniform with the blue and gold trim. Layup opportunity by the Foxes missed. Rebound taken down by Wagner. Put back up. No good on the bucket, but he will draw the foul, and he will go to the line shooting two. Gustavus in their traveling black and red uniforms today. Skagway will be going left to right across your radio dial, and the Foxes will be traveling right to left. And at the line right now, Jordan Wagner with his first free throw attempt is up and good, and it is 10-0. Gustavus up over Skagway. Second shot from Wagner up. Grazes the rim, but no good. Alex Ackerman there for the rebound. Takes a dribble, picks up his dribble, gets it over to Colton Belial. And now Belial to work against a little bit of full court pressure. Jonah Patrick is up, harassing Belial, and Belial gets it up into the forecourt to Micah Cook. Micah takes a dribble and gets it back over to Colton. So the pressure defense gives Skagway a little bit of trouble there, but Skagway able to get it under control. And now Belisle has it at the top of the key, gets it over to the left to Ackerman. Ackerman with that quick give-and-go situation gets it back to Colton. His shot is blocked and recovered by Patrick. Jonah Patrick, length of the court, scoop layup, shot is up and good. 12-0 now, Gus Davis up over Skagway. And Skagway is looking a little ragged on the defensive end so far. Offensively, they're getting some open looks. They're just not able to put the ball in the basket quite yet. Ackerman now has it up at the top of the key. You're working off a couple of picks set by Cook and gets it over to the left to Brady. Brady wants to get it back up top to Cook, but the pass is picked off by Ewing, and Ewing, length of the court, lays it up and in. Two more for Gus Davis with 2:20 now to go. It is 14-0. Gus Davis up over Skagway. Looks like Danny Brady took a shot to the solar plexus. When he was trying to take that charge earlier on in the quarter, and he's been grabbing onto his chest a little bit. It looks like he may end up with a little bit of a bruise there. Quick pass from Ackerman to Belisle, right back to Ackerman with a left-handed layup opportunity around the rim. No good. Rebound comes back down to the Foxes. Cody Christofferson with that rebound. Ball in the hand now of Jonah Patrick. He gets it over on the right-hand side to Hammonds, back out to Patrick. Patrick looking to try and get the ball into the interior, and he does, and he works it right through two Skagway defenders, lays it up off of the back of the rim, no good. Ball is going to be out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Gus Davis. It's off of Gus Davis, so a 20-second timeout is called by head coach Kent Fielding for Skagway. He's going to set up some sort of play. Boy, Skagway's had a few open looks already early on in this game. They just haven't been able to get it to go down. But we're seeing pick-and-roll action from Skagway against the Foxes' man-to-man defense. We're seeing some give-and-go action, and these are plays that we haven't seen Skagway run a whole lot. So it's nice to see them kind of coming together and running some of those age-old plays and getting open shots with them, too. Pretty terrific. We'll see if that's going to pay off here as we move along. So there's a minute 35 left to go in the first quarter of play here in Sitka, Alaska. Beautiful coastal town of Sitka, Alaska. It will be Skagway basketball, and Danny Brady will inbound. He's got Colton Belisle, but Colton doesn't really come to the ball. Defender comes up, so he's got to now work for it, and the inbound pass is okay over to Colton. Colton crosses over the half-court line. He's working on the right-hand side. He's got an open jump shot opportunity. Swish! Nothing but net from Colton Belisle from 15 feet on the right-hand elbow extended. So Skagway's on the board, 14-2 now the score. And quickly up the court are the Foxes, but they turn the ball over. Wyatt Belisle chasing after it. Comes up with a steal. Oh, no, he's not able to corral it before Noah Ewing steps in and takes it away from him. Wyatt Belisle almost had that steal. Got it up into the forecourt, but just was unable on that gimpy leg to catch up to the ball. And Ewing is the proud recipient of a basket off of that one. So Colton Belisle now has the ball for Skagway, tries to work it into the post to Danny Brady. Ball goes off his knee, and he saves it in. I'm sorry, that was Ackerman, but dives out of bounds to save that ball from going out of bounds. So it is the Foxes' ball, and they're in the forecourt now. Quick shot by Christofferson from 10 feet is good. 16-2 now the score. I'm sorry, that's 18-2 now the score. Gus Davis up over Skagway early. Under 30 seconds to go in the quarter, and Colton Belisle has it in the half-court circle area. He's kind of working it back and forth. Gets it over on the left-hand side to Danny Brady. Danny Brady works it down low to Wyatt. Wyatt's wide open, and Wyatt Belisle puts up a shot from about 4 feet, misses it. Alex Ackerman gets the rebound. His four-footer, no good, too hard off glass. Rebound comes down to Wagner. Wagner wants to go length of the court. His layup opportunity is no good, but he was fouled with 2 seconds to go in the quarter by Colton Belisle, and it looks like Jordan Wagner is going to go to the line to shoot two. And that is the third team foul now on Skagway. So we get two shots coming for Wagner. 18-2 the score. Wagner's first shot up. Off the front of the rim, no good. Skagway stays within 16. And Gus Davis is much like Skagway in that they don't have a whole lot of subs on this road trip, so they take their time at the line. Second shot up, no good. And the rebound is brought down by Noah Ewing from Gus Davis. His putback opportunity is blocked, but they're going to call another foul on Skagway. And less than a second came off of the clock on that one, and so he's going to go to the line now to shoot two, 18-2 the score. So if at first you don't succeed, try again. And his first shot up, no good. Skagway's dodging bullets here from the free throw line. Gus Davis unable to capitalize on these two fouls so far. Second shot up, and second shot is good. So I reverse jinxed him. Ackley gets it into Brady. And that's it from the first quarter of action. 19-2 the score after one quarter of play. Gus Davis looking pretty tough in the opening going. Tough for Skagway to handle. You know, this is the first team Gus Davis has been able to put on the floor in 15 years. Coach Benjamin Stryker, Anyway, so he was on the last team that Gus Davis was able to put on the floor, and this is the first team that they've had, according to him, since then. So it's great to see a talent like Gus Davis be able to field a team, and they've got six players right now on their roster and able to play. As I mentioned, one of their senior leaders is unable to make the trip down because, yeah, he's working on scholarship applications, and he had scholarship interviews. So that takes precedent, I guess, over the regional tournament.